gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. People on TV can see us screaming at each other before the show.
Well, yeah. You're screaming for things 20 seconds before the show goes on the air.
You know what? You're fired. Take next week off.
Okay.
All right. We're on vacation. All right, but then make sure you're here next Monday.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Six.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see if that happens.
Let's just pretend you're fired to get it out of my system. All right. 6 minutes after. You still have a job, Jim.
Oh, good.
Thanks for coming.
Really?
6 minutes.
He shows up late, and he still has a job.
He's... Those voices.
I'm tired.
If you could do Mitch McConnell, you'd have more job security.
Great. Okay. Yeah, can Jim push the buttons?
I can push the buttons. They won't do what they're supposed to.
All you need is a muscle-bound chimp for that.
Okay.
Jim won't wear oven mitts.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye. Jim, you know how to get the door slam sound effect, don't you?
I'm sure it's under D. What can possibly go wrong?
All right. Yay! Happy game for me.
There's got to be only 17 entries that begin with D.
Where are we all?
I'll just cycle through.
Okay, there's David Schuster jingle. There's ducks. There's dog growl. There's Drama Sting 1. There's Drama Sting 2. There's Drama Sting 3. There's...
Close enough.
So play them all.
Play them simultaneously.
Dumbest, damn, dumbest thing I ever heard.
Right.
You are... A douchebag.
Douchebag?
No, don't speak.
Don't speak.
Don't speak.
And thanks for playing.
Deep in denial.
Deep in denial.
Wow.
Drumsting.
Okay.
That
four,
was
one,
George Takei saying.
Wow.
Door,
I didn't even know we had all
door
that.
Open.
Open.
Dean scream.
Wow. We should do this more often. Let's know the whole show today.
Cycle
with
through all the sound
drink
effects.
The sand.
They want leadership. They're so thirsty for it. They'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage.
Jim,
and when they discover there's no
forever.
Water, they'll drink.
They'll just keep hitting the delete button. No. I have to hear that one more time.
Any right. Other Rob Reiner movie. Just like the sick of the sand.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of D stuff in here.
You're not deleting any of my friend Rob Reiner's movie stuff.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right. Wow, we have good stuff in there. You know what? I had to spend vacation rummaging through your box.
You should.
What? All right.
Do you
don't
have
box? With me, fellas!
Why don't you ever play that? You are so... Oh, my God, you're fired again.
You're fired.
You are so incompetent. There's so much stuff in there.
Ding.
Right. Dr. Furrier.
Dr. Furrier.
Dr. Hapar is next, right?
Door knock, then open. Then
this is like old-timey radio theater gone amok.
Then delay drunk.
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11.
We still have that in there. I have some musty things in my box.
No, we've used that. We used that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Don't I, Jim? I have musty old things in my box.
It's
seriously.
Like full of cobwebs and spiders.
Right. All right. So,
no wonder you can't get a girl.
Oh, yeah, it's the day before vacation.
Okay. You know what? I'd stay tuned because you just don't know what's going to happen the day before vacation. We're just really, it's a bunch of flapping wires, just kind of whatever.
We're gonna
random sound effects and thoughts.
We're going to have a brand new congressman on a little bit later.
I know, a brand shiny new congressman who took over Tammy Baldwin's seat.
That's right.
Senator Tammy Baldwin to you.
Yes.
Representative Mark
Pocan.
Pocan. You don't know if you're saying that right. Okay.
No, I asked T-Bone
okay.
Before the show.
We have sexy liberal John Fugel saying in hour number three.
Yeah.
And next week, don't forget sexy liberal Hal Sparks in for us all week. Jackie Schechner live in studio with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then speaking of sexy liberals, don't forget, coming up in April, this is where I point to you, and you take too long to get to it.
You're completely incompetent. The sexy liberals.
Yep.
Stephanie Miller takes up a flight to the windy city where she's been.
So windy.
With babies that scream.
And knives.
Drinking wine that she keeps in a box by the door. That's what it's for. All the sexy liberals. Where do they all come from? All the sexy liberals, Chicago's where they'll come.
Yep.
Yay!
And he did all the string arrangements himself. Well, no.
He Yeah, figures, you know, I'm flying tomorrow and flying to Chicago, and the TSA is set up. Yep, we're letting the knives on. It's going to be like that scene in Airplane. Everyone's lined up with a different
with a baseball
weapon.
Bat.
And a novelty bat.
I'm gonna get hit. I can tell you right now, I'm going to get hit by a drunk with a novelty bat.
You are.
I'm going to get in a drunken scuffle. Exactly.
That's Wiz Klonk. It starts with a W. Just so you know.
We need that, Jim, after vacation when he doesn't come back because he's fired. You'll need to take on a few more jobs. You'll be doing the voices and buttons.
I'll probably hit just Wiz, and that's a whole different sound effect.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
We're not going to be confused with Cheese Wiz, which is at the other end of the alphabet.
Wiz. No.
You know, would you like an old-time radio fun fact about Mama?
Sure.
One of my radio partners, who can remember who? We were doing a recording a comedy bit, and we actually needed that very sound effect. And we didn't have it, and so he created it himself in another studio in a jar.
Yeah. You take a tape recorder into.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's what us old-timers called Foley.
Foley, yes.
Old-timey radio fun facts about Mama. All right. Speaking of which, we have brand new... Huh?
What?
We have a brand new picture up on Stephanie Miller Show Facebook. Guess who was right there yesterday? Stephen Stills. Mama's new best friend. He was recording. He's got a new album, which I've heard, which is amazing. He was doing a phoners, as they say in the radio business.
Uh-huh.
And I got him a studio right over there.
Aww.
Yes. He's bringing me his new box set soon, which is coming out, Crosby, Stills. Amazing.
Very cool.
Anyway, and there's a picture of me and him and Hot Bree up on our...
There is.
Melissa Fitzgerald. We were out having a, you know...
A drink. Or three.
Or 12.
17. Bunch. Anyway.
It looked like a pretty swanky restaurant, judging from the look of the menu.
Well, it was near Stephen Stills' house, so yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yes, it was. All right. Okay, so yeah, and then I'm flying tomorrow, and this is just in time for the TSA to say, what could go wrong? They stand by their plan to allow small knives on the plane.
Can't someone overrule Mr. TSA?
Yeah, right.
And say, no, that's not
John
a good idea.
John Pistoli.
I pity the fool that try to overrule
I don't think they should allow pistolis on planes either. Or pistols.
Stoli.
ABC News pronounced it pistol this morning.
No. Yeah, the head of the TSA told lawmakers yesterday he stands by his plan to allow passengers to carry small knives, despite a growing backlash.
Why not?
So we got into all this
trouble. Yes, it is.
Yeah, shockingly, flight attendants are like, excuse me? Excuse me now? It's unlikely, he said, in these days of hardened cockpit doors, another preventative measure that these small folding knives could be used by terrorists to take over a plane.
But they could stab other passengers?
Right.
Yes.
Flight attendants and... On the other hand, searching for knives on passengers or in carry-on bags is time-consuming, he said. TSA screeners confiscate 2,000 such knives a day. Hey, why are we so knifey, people? What, really?
But, you know...
How come everyone's carrying a knife?
That's their job, isn't it?
It's like one of those movie scenes where they, you know, you open your coat and the guy's got like 17 different kinds of knives.
Right.
What am I thinking of, Jim? What
Harper
movie?
Marx. No.
No. Different movie where a guy has 17 different kinds of knives.
Sweeney Todd?
No.
But isn't that TSA's job to look for that? Our TSA workers are working too hard.
Their job is to irradiate you and give you cancer while looking at your junk.
Right. Taking your knife, because that might hurt you.
There is nothing about this story that makes sense.
Yeah, he acknowledged that knives could be used to injure people on a plane, but he said that's not the TSA's responsibility.
Oh, okay then.
Why are you stabbing yourself? Why are you stabbing yourself? It's not our fault. He said...
Does he know what his job is?
He said it really comes down to the mission of the TSA. Is it to prevent disturbances by inebriated passengers on board? I don't think so.
No.
Is it our responsibility?
Leave it up to the flight attendants.
That you're going to get shibbed by a drunk guy? No. Not my job.
Oh. All right. High-speed rail can't come soon enough.
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
He said there's already items on board planes that can be used to harm someone. Oh, this is the part where he gave people ideas, which is nice. He said,
this guy's as competent as Michael Brown.
If
you really want to hurt somebody, go right for the jugular vein. Just go straight down.
I'm flying. He said, there's already items on board that can be used to harm someone. Well, this is like the gun
argument. Why not let everyone know?
Right. He said, whether it's in first class with a metal knife or fork, thank you for that tip. Just go up to first class and get someone's knife.
Oh, can I borrow your knife?
Or whether it's a wine glass or a wine bottle that they break and use.
Uh-huh.
Stop giving... great.
But the wine bottles on the plane are like this big. No, that's whiskey bottles.
No, I think they have real wine bottles up in first class.
Yeah, first class.
Right. Well, that's what he basically is saying. I would make a raid on first class to get some sharp stuff if I were you.
Yeah, but you
if I were drunk and pissed off in coach, what I'd do is go break off a wine glass first.
Yeah,
now
but
gotta worry about a
they're protected
flight.
By that curtain. Do not go through that curtain.
It's an iron curtain.
Now I got to worry about a bar fight on my flight tomorrow. It's going to be like that scene. A Girl Scout's going to throw me into a jukebox.
Absolutely.
I think they need to harden doors behind first class.
Right.
And let everyone in steerage drown with
right,
the Irish
exactly.
Band.
Exactly. And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure. Right. Get pushed off that plank.
Right. Get off my wood.
Yeah. I've said that many times.
Blah, blah, blah. Your love of my life, too. Splish.
Splish.
Do we have a splish?
I think we do.
All right. Thanks. It's under S.
It's under splash, Jim.
Splish. Yeah. Splish splash.
Goodbye,
I was
Leo.
Thinking about
besides knives, just all y'alls, the policy will also allow passengers to include in their carry-on luggage novelty-sized baseball bats.
Mm.
Less than 24 inches.
There's something. There's something there.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
toy plastic bats, billiard cues, ski poles, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, and two golf clubs.
Those don't fit in that little sizing box.
Wow.
How are those allowed on board?
I don't know. the policy apparently is aimed at allowing passengers to carry pen knives, corkscrews. Oh, well, now you're talking about language. As long as I can bring a corkscrew. And small blades and other small knives.
And an AR-15.
Right, if you want to.
Small enough.
A drone, if you can fit it in a carry-on.
A drone. Why not have a drone?
If you can fit it in a carry-on, why not?
If it fits in the sizing box.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
And you can just fly it up to first class and take their
Sure, and get
knives
some sharp. Send a drone. Sending my drone to first class to break off a wine glass.
Yet, I'm not allowed to bring shampoo.
No.
No.
No, that's dangerous.
Because that's explosive.
Right. All right. Well, nicely done. Nicely done. Fly safe, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Stab if you got them. Okay.
You're allowed a penknife, but not a bottle of shampoo.
Because you could be some kind of Georgian terrorist trying to
wash people's hair.
Yes,
Union,
exactly. Drive by hairdressings, right?
Run by fruitings.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour.
That comes with the hairdressing.
All right. Speaking of injuries, Dianne Feinstein still scraping Ted Cruz off the bottom of her shoe.
That's right.
We'll play that crunchy audio goodness next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We have to seem like a sexy, profitable company, and we're almost pulling it off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here.
Here.
Y'all gonna make me lose my cool.
Not
up
it
in
is.
There.
No.
No. No. Up in right here.
Thank you.
Not over there.
No.
Up in here.
All right. No, dear. All right. Lame ass white people show. Good morning. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. This was just nothing but awesomeness. Nothing but net.
Oh,
Senator
yes.
Senator Feinstein, I salute you.
It was full of awesome sauce.
Right?
Yes.
All that, and I can't even count the bags of chips.
Oh.
Huh?
Okay. Staff.
What?
That's from 1994.
Right? I know it. Up in here. Okay. I mean, Ted Cruz, what a douche nozzle. Really.
Turns out there are not 205 communists in the State Department.
No.
Or at the Harvard Law School.
Right. Republican Ted Cruz, the teeny, teeny, tiny little junior senator.
Yep.
From Texas. It really was unbelievable. Dianne Feinstein is, regardless of your politics, I mean, give me a break. This woman's been in the Senate how long?
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, Chris, what she was pointing out, she's literally put her finger in a bullet hole
when
Harvey Milk and,
And George Moscone.
Right, yes, exactly. Were shot when she was...
I remember that. I remember hearing about it on the radio.
Yeah. Were you in San Francisco at that point?
No, I could listen to... KCBS from L.A.
Okay.
You know, at night when the ionosphere distends.
Wow, a lot of old-timey radio stories.
Well, that's how I used to listen to you at night.
I used to be at... Where's my old-time radio music? I used to be on the big 50,000-watt power blaster over there. at night, and we used to reach 14 Western United States at night.
I remember when Mr. Marconi gave me a ride in his Model T.
When I lived in Phoenix, that's how I used to listen to you.
Right.
Guys, it was like being syndicated because the signal was so strong at night.
You could hear KOA Denver from almost anywhere.
Yeah. Calling from Iowa.
Really? You had callers from Iowa?
I don't know.
That must be some ionosphere skip. Wow.
I'm making up onion belt stories. Yeah. Now. Anyway.
She bounced off of Mars.
Back to Dianne Feinstein. Anyway.
Right.
And her awesome sauce.
What was I saying? Okay. Not sure if it's drinking or early onset, but whatever. I frequently don't even know where I am.
Early onset. Bye. Early onset.
I've become the Admiral Stockdale.
Yeah, early onset Admiral Stockdale is what you've got.
Who am I? Why am I here?
I sometimes pause and I don't recognize you two. Oh, okay. Okay, anyway. He was just being a douche, basically.
He was.
She was talking about, they're obviously debating the reinstating the federal ban on assault weapons.
Yep.
Anyway, here's her awesomeness now.
I'm not a sixth grader.
Yeah.
Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons. I've seen the bullets that implode. In Sandy Hook, youngsters were dismembered. I mean, it's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I've studied the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated, and I thank you for the lecture.
Hi!
Yeah!
Rock and roll! Rock and roll! Everybody,
light your lighters! Nobody lights lighters anymore. They light their cell phones.
Right. Oh, right.
Wow.
I haven't been to a concert since Frampton
the
came
Doobie
alive.
Brothers. They ain't related, but they do be brothers.
Nobody carries a lighter anymore. Nobody smokes.
Like I do.
No, they use the smokeless cigarettes nowadays.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Roxbart, remember he did what was the thing? Peter Frampton?
You get easily sidetracked. Oh, my God.
I love you, Buffalo.
I saw him in Buffalo. Frampton came alive.
It turns you into Charlie Brown's teacher, basically.
Right. And we went crazy at War Memorial Auditorium or wherever it was in Buffalo.
You get so easily sidetracked.
What were we talking about?
Feinstein.
Dianne Feinstein. Here she is.
Incidentally, this does not prohibit, you use the word prohibit, it exempts 2,271 weapons. Isn't that enough for the people in the United States?
Mr. Chairman?
Do they need a bazooka? Do they need other high-powered weapons that military people use to kill in close combat? I don't think so.
I love her.
You're a chick. You don't understand Army stuff.
Oh, wait till you hear what Ann Coulter says about her in right-wing world.
Uh-huh.
My eye is prematurely twitching.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that she was whining and crying.
Ah, uh-huh.
Yesterday.
Yes, sure. And how classy is this? After the vote, Feinstein said to him, Senator, I want to apologize to you. You sort of got my dander up.
Yeah.
Really? I would have kicked him in the nads. The panel, of course, approved the bill on a party-line vote. The legislation now goes to the full Senate, where it's widely expected to fail, which is just a crime.
I don't think Senator Cruz has nads. He needs a gun.
He's like, speaking of Army stuff, he probably is like the Army guys he plays with no actual genitals.
Right.
He's like laying down, like bayonet guy. Or
he's
laying down Army guy. Right.
He's a smoothie.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't fit war things. I'm a boy.
G.I. neuter.
Right. Exactly. All right. You know what? Things are only going to get weirder.
I could snap Ann Coulter like a twig.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right.
And her hair looked awful last night on Hannity.
Ooh. Another saucer.
Hannity was wearing her hair?
All right. Let's do Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The only way to make things happen in the real world is by taking action.
Well, I've taken action. It dries your mouth out, but the sex is amazing.
What?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Travis just handed me this last moment. I'm sorry, what is this?
Their Craigslist Men for Men ads around CPAC in D.C.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They won't allow the G.O. Proud?
No.
The gay group?
No.
They don't
but people
like
want,
that sort of
people
thing.
People want some sex on the DL, as the kids say.
Yeah, yikes. Okay. A lot of people looking for a Democratic. What do they call it?
Hate sex.
A Democrat to have hate sex with?
Yes. Mm.
Okay.
And presumably they all love their wives?
Presumably they want their...
What do you think of that?
They like their hair pulled? Oh, let's not get in trouble with that again. Did I make left-wing hate speech last night on Hannity?
You didn't. I think he's on to you.
Damn it. He's usually so easily tricked.
A tic-tac brain inside that giant noggin? Yeah, he's easily tricked.
All right. All right. So, well, everybody, enjoy your hate sex in D.C.
Yeah, I don't know that you could actually read any of those.
No, you cannot. Wow. Okay.
Not out loud.
No. People can see my thought bubble, though. It's dirty. It's really dirty. Okay.
And if we were on HD on current, I think they could see.
Oh, thank God. It's the teeny tiny writing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's dive into the right-wing world. See what's doing, shall we, kids? Oh, this is what you're talking about. Ann Coulter?
Yeah.
You know what? She needs a good talking to by Taylor Swift, because there's a special place in hell for women that don't help other women.
Yeah.
Like Dianne Feinstein.
Dianne Feinstein, like her other I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, Democratic female, Hillary Clinton. As soon as they get a question they don't like, they start crying. Nailed her, so she said, I'm offended.
Yeah, I'm offended. And, all right.
So I used to think women just shouldn't be able to vote. Now I think at least liberal women should not be able to hold office. And by woman, I do not mean to limit that to the biological sense. That is not an answer.
All right.
I'm offended.
You know what? She makes me want to scream like a goat. She does not, you know what, in the words of the immortal Taylor Swift, that she tried to... Right.
No apologies. He'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why. You're drowning.
This is the extended remix, apparently.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
All right. Wow, there's a new Screaming Goat song. All right. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Science, what do you call it? Ann Coulter is just wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole. Okay.
Yeah. She's.
All right. Bill. So,
liberal women shouldn't have office.
Right. Did I say she's not supportive of her fellow women?
Well, that's a loaded question.
All right. Let's not make that joke. All right, Bill. Oh, my God, you're just...
I'm more of a man than any liberal.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's my point. Thank you.
She admitted it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bill O'Reilly.
In fact, there have been no real cuts. Democrats are just slowing down the rate of spending, not eliminating or reforming wasteful programs.
But the
sad fact is that Barack Obama not going to change his opinion, no matter how much data is presented. He believes a massive federal debt will not harm the country, period.
The deficit is going down.
Down.
Going down.
George Bush ruined the economy. Obama's trying to save it.
Yes. Lowest level of spending since Eisenhower. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Check. Limbaugh. Here we go.
So what the left tries to do, you're going to fill. You're going to hear them fill this Pope with praise for his behavior toward the poor and the people in the third world and his everyman status. And it's going to be an attempt to soften him up. Because eventually what they want him to do is renounce Christ. That is the objective of the progressives who oppose the Catholic Church.
Oh, it's progressives that oppose the... You mean altar boy rape? What do we oppose? I'm confused.
No, progressives want the Pope to renounce Christ.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
As
right.
You do.
That's on the top of my list.
Right.
Huh? Okay.
Huh?
He's just making stuff up.
Is it me? I don't really understand right today.
Yeah, he
even comment on it.
He's making stuff up.
And that's why Pat Boone would come in suddenly out of nowhere.
Oh,
why?
This was the weirdest thing
on Fox
ever.
Business Channel?
Yes.
It's like a tree falling in a forest. Did this even happen?
He is following his playbook, which is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
Come on.
This is the guy that trained him to be a community organizer, a Marxist, a socialist, a progressive. There is an
Those
intimidation
are not the same
factor
things.
And a ridicule factor. But there has to be some kind of reasoning for why he does what he does, which
he's not
violates
too bright economically.
He has a plan which he thinks is good for America, a virtually socialist nation in which people don't get very rich. Everybody has everything. The government is in charge of everything. I was on his enemies list in the first year of his, presidency.
Well, that's Nixon who had the enemies list,
that's
you moron.
What he said. My number one priority.
Get Pat Boone.
That'd be funny. We did the edit where he said Osama bin Laden. We just put it in Pat Boone.
Osama bin
Boone.
That's
what he heard.
Osama bin Laden. That's who he's really after.
Wow.
You shot the wrong guy.
Oh, damn it. What I meant to say is Pat Boone is going down.
Why was he on Fox Business Channel?
Why is there a Fox
he's
Business
a
Channel?
He's a singer. Who cares?
I know.
What?
Okay. How is he talking about the economy or the Dow?
Right. All right.
Saul Alinsky.
Dr. Keith Ablow.
Is that who you are? What you do?
Ablow. I always get that wrong, like that radio, right-wing radio host in San Diego, Roger Hedgehog.
Cock!
Sorry, what?
Pardon?
Roger Hedgehog.
Oh, right. See what I mean?
You keep
I get
getting
names,
that wrong.
I get names wrong like that. Okay, here's Dr. Ablow on Brian Kilmeade's radio show.
We don't share values. Let's not be lulled into a false sense of security. This is like the husband who beat you coming back saying, I've changed, honey. Look, no, you haven't, because you haven't been in therapy with Dr. Keith Ablow. The president continues to believe what he believed his whole life, which is based in him having been abandoned by everybody who said that they cared about him. He believes in the collective. He believes in disempowering the individual.
Where are you getting this crap? Oh, right out of your ass, of course.
That's
where else would you get it?
Psychobabble gobbledygook. God. If ever I've heard so.
Is this also on the Fox Business Channel?
Wow.
No, that was on the Brian Kilmeade radio show.
Well. Has Dr. Ablow ever been on Hedgehog's show?
Cock!
What?
Roger Hedge.
Because that would suck. That would really suck.
You spin on the Hedgehog's what? What?
Excuse me. Okay. Dick.
Morris
on.
Well, no, he was kind of accosted by a Media Matters reporter.
Right.
At the CPAC.
Mm-hmm. Right. There
what
go.
Happened at Fox with your departure? It's been a while now. Is any new thought on sort of what brought that about?
Well, I love Fox, and you know, you come and you go in this business. And I'll come again.
You think you'll be returned to Fox?
Sure.
When do you think that'll be?
Oh, I don't know.
Dick said he'll come again.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be
on Dr. Ablow's couch about that, I think, or on the Hedgehog show.
Cock.
And he was winded by that sentence.
He was winded.
What do you think? I love that. What do you think happened there? Anything to do with you being wrong about everything? Always in the history of everything.
Is there an oxygen tank here somewhere? Because I can't.
The only man winded by a run-on sentence. There he is.
And
then he fell on a sack of hammers.
That was actually a relatively short sentence.
I love Fox. How come
you sound like Schlepkar from Wonderbug.
I can't get enough of his Dick Morris impression.
I know.
Okay. Yay! That was a weird right-wing world. That was perfect for pre-vacation. I didn't understand any of it. Okay, let's go to Eric in Albuquerque. Hi, Eric. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Say, I love you guys.
Thank you.
However, I've got a question.
Uh-oh.
What do you tell somebody that has saved their life with a handgun? Do you tell him that his life is worth less than somebody else's life?
Yes, no. That's exactly what you do.
Yes, exactly what you tell him. No, Eric, what you would tell him is you are statistically much, much, you know, you're very lucky because most people actually injure someone they love or themselves with a gun. You're 43 times more likely to get that.
I have another question.
Okay.
I have another question.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it...
Do you think guns save more lives than they take?
Pardon me?
Hmm?
No, they take many more...
Do you think guns save more lives than they take?
No, I do not. No, I do not. I think they take a lot more lives.
You think so?
Yes. I know. Well, I don't just think so. What's this going to say? From statistics, not from just statistics.
What the statistics I heard was anywhere from 600,000 to 2.5 million are saved every year by handguns.
Where are you getting
that
from?
Yeah, where's that statistic from? They don't
get
that
statistic. Well, that was a lot years ago.
From where?
No, I'm just wondering if you, as somebody, and I am that somebody.
So, okay, directly from your...
here because he carried a gun, and because of that also I was able to save two lives in later years.
Bonus.
That would not be here today if I had been killed.
All right.
But they don't keep those kinds of statistics, Eric.
And you have a sucky phone, which is driving me crazy.
He spent too much money on guns.
But thankfully...
He bought a new phone instead of an
exactly.
So you just took the Sports Illustrated sneaker phone.
Yeah.
Because you spent $1 million on Bushmasters.
On ammunition.
Oh, I'm enjoying myself too much today. Okay. All right.
Are we giving back the money today?
Yes, I am. I'm not getting paid anyway.
He saved people's lives because he had a gun. Good for him.
Right, exactly. Yes,
but,
good for him. All right. And thank you for your freshly made ass facts. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation instant bitch?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This hour brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. Hooray! Wow!
I do know one thing.
What?
That last caller?
Yes.
Was using his cell phone for target practice.
Yeah.
Pooh! I just killed Siri!
This thing sounds like crap. I can't talk to that liberal skank no more.
Give me your answer, Pooh. Love lot. I killed Siri. I done it.
Please, this is a quick tip from the Stephanie Miller Show. Do not use your cell phone for target practice before calling a talk radio show. We cannot understand your stupid talking points.
What would you killed them? Save lot.
Attention!
A million.
Attention, gun nuts. Here are some talk radio tips. All right, so it is a, it's exciting. CPAC's going on.
It is.
What's it called? Conservative Political
Action Conference, something, I don't know. Just a bunch of right-wing crazies convening in D.C.
So, and they are not allowing the gays, as you know.
Oh, God,
Geo Proud, not invited.
Nope.
No reindeer games for you.
Rob Portman, not invited anymore either.
No, Rob Portman is, his son came out and he's announced his support for marriage equality.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Go, Rob. That's why I think he got screened out from Mitten's VP slot. For Pete's sake, I'm running for president. We can't have the gays. That'd be, what?
I love my wife.
The Romneys have no gays in their family.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake. Okay. Anyway, it is, this is, you're right, a lot of this cannot read on my little family radio show in town for CPAC.
Yeah, these Craigslist ads.
You're throbbing. Okay. That's, one you can't. Wow. Yeah, a lot of guys looking for guys at CPAC.
Huh. Looking for some conservative strange.
Hmm. Yeah, there's really nothing there.
Don't want to see the Craigslist ads when the sexy liberal show comes to town.
Whoa! This is kind of...
I thought there were no gays in the Republican Party.
This one's kind of festive. This one is family friendly.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
He means that in a gay way.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, girl. I was wondering if there were any gay, bi, or curious guys going to CPAC. Think so.
Yeah.
That's it.
Clearly,
Grindr had to get another server to handle the traffic.
Oh, Grindr crashed. Grindr exploded. I'm not looking for anything crazy.
No.
Just a little... just to meet a new friend.
Aww, that's adorbs.
That's adorbs.
What do you think of that?
A fellow conservative. If you have a hotel room at the Gaylord. Really?
Of course.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
where they're holding it?
Yeah.
Where they were not allowing the gays? We could maybe escape the crowds and head up there. Who knows what could happen? Smiley face.
Anything could happen at the Gaylord.
And he does the kind with the nose. I sometimes don't do the nose. I just do the
eyes. No, I always do the nose.
Really?
I always do the nose.
I don't. But he went the extra mile and did the nose too. Smiley face. I only learned how to do that not that long ago, by the way. Like, how do people make those smiley face? Oh, it's a colon and a...
And now you overuse it.
I do.
I just have to tell you, you really do overuse it.
You have an overused colon?
No, but these people at CPAC do.
When I'm on my regular email, I can use the smiley emoticons, the yellow ones.
Yeah.
But when I'm on an iPad or iPhone, you don't have that, so I have to...
Sure you do.
You do? Oh, no, you shouldn't have told me that.
Oh, God, you have emoji on your iPhone. And really? And that's like a whole, I mean, you can do animals, you can do flags, you can do all kinds
no!
of stuff. Yeah.
All of my friends somebody. Are listening right now just went, thanks. God. Thanks.
Look what I can do.
Now, if we could just get you to use capitalization and punctuation, we'd be awesome.
I don't have time for that.
I know you don't.
Okay. Oh, let's back to this guy. I'm white, 28, masculine, very discreet, DDF.
Drug and disease free.
Ah.
Well, you whipped that out pretty quickly. And an overall fun guy to be around. Most of my friends who will be there don't know I'm gay. So it would be cool if you were discreet as well.
Yeah.
If
you were also a self-loathing gay.
Right. Yeah, if you were sure. also right. a self-loathing closet gay.
Staying
that would be,
at the Gaylord yeah. Hotel.
It would be helpful if you were also cloaked in shame. Okay. I don't...
In a stall next to Larry Craig.
Right. I don't mind people knowing. Just want to control the time and place they find out. Get my drift? Okay. If
yeah, I think his timeline is never.
Okay.
That's what that sounds like.
If we meet up and it turns out we don't really hit it off, no worries. We'll just go our separate ways. No pressure for anything sexual. Just mostly just looking for a CPAC buddy. However, if you would like to that would be a bonus. Just saying.
So to speak.
No pressure.
As it were.
Just a buddy. Just want to,
CPAC buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Trademark. Hit me up! Okay. Oh, and since most of the guys reading this are liberals, I'd be happy to explain why the conservative agenda is more pro-gay than liberalism.
Really?
Oh, wow.
If you're interested, that is. Smiley face. Swear to God. Smiley face at the end.
I recall the liberals putting gays in concentration camps with pink triangles on.
Mm. Okay.
That would kind of kill the mood.
Thanks for
if
that.
If you started getting a lecture.
Oh, what a douche. I don't care what his politics are, he's a douche. Buzzkill. Oh, wait, here's one more.
Oh, okay.
These are all kind of happy and sunny in 50s like. And, and I'm just saying, in the closet kind of.
Sure.
Shit, shame cases, yeah. Clean cut prep type in town for CPAC.
Uh huh.
Looking to mess around with hot tops while I'm here. Oh, not the
he's
four,
trying
like,
different
not
shirts,
like the four tops.
No,
you mean, like,
oh,
good.
Like, okay.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh, he brought
he's gonna wear tops, you know.
I want that shirt. Like, give me that shirt.
Not that kind of top.
Do I look cute in this shirt? I brought a lot of shirts.
Yeah, shirt.
Not that kind of top.
Okay, we're in Detroit for 2 days. You brought how many? Okay. can sneak away any time for fun in my hotel room. White, white. A lot of white. They're really mostly interested in white. White, discreet guy.
Discreet.
Discreet guy here. Look for tall, in shape studs with big. Oh, okay. 21 to 30. Send pics and stats. Two tops, cool too. See, if you brought a lot of shirts like me,
that shirt.
Two tops
that
are top. Fine. That shirt. That shirt. Okay. All right. That's.
Not that kind of top.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Mm.
The singers, right?
No,
yes.
not
no?
four tops. Not,
okay.
Not
oh,
sure. Singers.
He only wants two tops, not four. I don't know if he can handle four.
No, I think he can handle four. It sounds like he can handle four.
All right. Well, Betty in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Betty.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
I was calling about the Ted Cruz and Feinstein thing yesterday.
Yes.
I was watching, and, you know, he was so cold and everything toward that. I think he owes Miss Feinstein and also those people in Sandy Hook an apology.
I know. Can you believe that she apologized to him?
Yeah, and, you know, I think he is just so, like, pushy and, like, he doesn't care. Like, they were shooting ducks, not children that morning.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
He just, like, has no concern. I never seen a senator be acting such
I know.
A way.
I agree, Betty, I agree.
You only get three shots if you want to go duck hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone tweeted that they don't think the Gaylord Hotel can provide enough closet space for the people staying there.
That was a good one!
It's an entire floor of just closets.
It's smells of self-loathing in here.
That's right.
My room is just a closet.
Oh, I get it.
It smells of magnolias and secret shame. Lindsay, where are you?
Oh, my stars. How did I wind up here?
Oh, that's the pearl necklace. 58 minutes after
the hour. Oh, really?
58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you torturing everyone you know?
Jackie's gonna kill you. I just sent her like 25 emoticons and a text.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And you saw how many that the iPhone provides.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it my whole vacation now.
Oh, God.
1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website, SexyLiberal.com. Check it out. Get tickets for Chicago April 13th. Going very, very quickly. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks in for us all next week. Filling in while we're on vacation. Ray! Get those tickets and Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang next hour, Fridays with Fugelsang.
That's right.
Very, very exciting.
Yes.
I don't even want to do my show now. I want to go back to texting people emoticons. I had no idea you could do it from your iPhone.
You could.
Jim, did you see I panicked?
Yes.
He left the room for a minute, and I'm like, Chris, you broke my iPhone. You. Oh, okay. Oh, it's just that button.
Yeah. You just got to hit the little globe.
Right. I couldn't get it off the emoticon thing. All right. 1-800-STEP-12 is the phone number. So we've been talking about CPAC. You know, just reading Craigslist ads.
Yeah.
Grindr stuff.
Sure.
Just a little bit of, oh, you know. A little tiny bit.
Right-wing hypocrites!
Because they won't allow the gays.
No.
But they sure are busy looking for them. My new favorite writer, Michael Tomasky, who I want to date and kiss, at the Daily Beast, he said, he writes, the annual conservative gathering is always bad, but this year's choices of main speakers seem designed to alienate as many Americans as possible.
You think?
Yeah, he says, this year, with the longest speaking slots going to irrelevant has-beens and America's most obnoxious man, the trajectory is downward on a scale so operatic and yet so pulverizingly tedious, I have difficulty comprehending it. Can these people really believe they're accomplishing something? And they are, all right, he says, showing America that they're mad as hatters, thereby helping to ensure the election of more Democrats. But it is amazing, right? It's Sarah Palin, Trump, nobody with any chance of actually getting elected.
Right.
He said they aren't the most articulate policy thinkers.
You think?
Okay. Also, too. They're the most adept red meat throwers. Palin and Trump are experienced demagogues and liars. Cruz is new to the game, but what with his recent prove you stop beating your wife attacks on Chuck Hagel and on the allegedly communist infiltrated Harvard Law School, he's risen up the ranks pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Stop and think. Suppose you're organizing this conference. Your party just got pretty well thumped in a presidential election that a year ago you thought you had a strong chance of winning. In defeat's wake, there's inevitable talk of rebranding, specifically of the need to soften the image a bit. What do you do? So what do? You throw out the gays, you deny an invitation to the one Republican on the current scene, Chris Christie, who has an ounce of potential crossover appeal,
yeah.
A fact obvious to anyone who isn't an uncontrolled ideologue. And in their stead, this is what you choose to highlight, two raging and aging blowhards and the man bidding to be America's next Joseph McCarthy. I love this. Tomasky finishes. He says, conservatism today isn't a political movement. It's a therapy association, sort of like Est in the 70s.
Yeah.
He says,
bring your stadium, buddy.
Except where Est was supposed to mellow you out, this conservatism serves primarily as a negative reinforcer, a home for wandering souls, a convening place for those who feel the same social rage to get together over drinks, being served to them and cleared from them, their tables by the moocher class, Obama voters, and shouted escalating volumes. And another thing! it's Tea Party Harmony. That's what it is. It's a, you know what, we're trying to help. We really are.
Finding true right-wing love is a challenge, so that's why I created Tea Party Harmony.
Yep.
We're the only site that has the patented 19 dimensions of douchebaggery, where you're certain to find someone just as greedy, xenophobic, and narrow-minded as you.
When I met Sam for our first date at the firing range, it was just
Boom.
We both know that Obama was born in Hawaii.
But that's not really America.
I don't like taxes.
I'm afraid of brown people.
There's no such thing as nuance at Tea Party Harmony.
Don't tread on me. But I found out he kind of likes that.
Find that one person who's going to love you passionately for the gun-toting Tea Party nut you really are. It all starts with your sociopathic personality profile. Right now, review your compatible wing nuts for free at TeaPartyHarmony.com.
Yay! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Okay, Marco.
Rubio.
Yes, at CPAC.
I'll tell you what the criticism on the left is going to be. That he didn't offer any new ideas.
Yep.
And there's the fallacy of it. We don't need a new idea.
Oh.
There is an idea. The idea is called America.
Oh, well, that's
and
all
it still works.
Yes, America.
Sure. Yes.
What's 2 plus 7?
Yeah.
America.
America. That's it.
What time is it? America.
America. How are we going to create jobs? America. Okay.
I don't think he understands really what America is.
Wow. So. That's the idea? That's it?
That's
America.
That's all you got.
Are
America.
How are you going to balance the...
America.
America.
Okay. I think they need to change their slogan to Herp Derp.
Herp Derp.
Okay. Keep Marco Rubio again. Rubio.
Just because I believe that states should have the right to define marriage in a traditional way does not make me a bigot. Just because we believe that life, all human life, is worthy of protection at every stage in its development does not make you a chauvinist.
Here's what I love. Some of those people applauding.
Makes you misinformed.
We're on Grindr on their cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever he said.
Yeah. Oh, hot guy, 250 feet away.
Okay. Two top slash. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
America, right, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
America, right. Okay. Senator Rand Paul.
The GOP of old has grown stale and moss-covered. The new GOP will need to embrace liberty in both the economic and the personal sphere.
Oh, liberty.
Free from fire departments.
America! Liberty!
America!
Liberty!
Liberty, America! America, liberty!
Yeah. Liberty from rules and regulations of any kind.
Stop signs.
That would, you know, that would, what do you call it? That would, you know, restrict eye doctors in any way.
Taking machine guns on airplanes.
Yeah. An America where you're free to do eye surgery on someone with a rusty nail railroad spike.
Rusty.
If you want. Or a spoon. Or a rusty spoon.
Rusty spoon.
Right.
One of those grapefruit spoons with a serrated edge.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Perfect.
I got to get that out of there first so I can fix it. There you go. Ooh, that looks
infected. I just put a marble in there.
That looks infected.
Look, it's the same.
Does this look infected to you?
I can't tell. I'm blind.
Got that in my eye. Should you really put poison oak on there after you operate with a rusty
your
spoon?
Eye.
There are no regulations against it?
No, it's a libertarian paradise. Hello, Doug in Missouri. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Wow, Mama and the Mooks, what a show you are putting on today.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Does it feel like we're on acid or you are? Because I don't...
America!
I think it's combined hysteria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if that, okay, I have to call him a moron that called you before, would like to have background checks on gun ownership so that he didn't have somebody threatening him and two other people with a gun.
Yeah.
There's a novel idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. The GOP, this right-wing paranoia that they have, you know, they have a total lack of military experience. Other than Hagel and McCain, you look at Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rhode, Addington, Fife, all those guys. All of them had deferments. All of them got out of doing anything. So I've decided to counter with my own liberal. I'm here in St. Louis, my own liberal paranoia. I need an aircraft carrier parked on the Mississippi River with a fleet of B-52s ready to take off at a moment's notice.
Sure.
I don't think you can get a B-52 off an aircraft carrier.
No, you can't.
Take out the tower.
You've got Air Force Base.
Okay,
it was all plausible right up till that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
well, I was trying, you know. just the whole idea. Okay, I need F-14. Well, they don't fly F-14.
Well,
F-18s.
Yeah, all right, not in the rain, though.
Right.
Oh, that's
to make sure that I'm covered 24/7 with a blanket of security so that nothing bad ever happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
If you reduce the number of guns and they sit there and say you don't have proof, that's because they don't allow proof.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the ones who stopped the CDC from compiling the statistics on
this.
Hey. They're far-wing nutbags out there who simply, I got a brother-in-law like this. And
don't we all?
I don't even go to visit the family on her side anymore because it's just impossible.
Aw.
But well, he actually.
Guess what you do have, though? You're the smartest boy in class today.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir.
Aw.
All right, so no, thank you.
All need statistics. Right. We have America.
Yeah.
After you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You first. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
What time is it? America?
America. Catherine in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, and America.
What's for breakfast?
America.
It is becoming increasingly apparent that we have a number of Republicans in the United States Senate that managed to skip the fifth grade or the sixth grade altogether.
Right.
Between Marco Rubio saying that because he supports traditional marriage, it does not make him a bigot. Yes, that is exactly what it makes you. As John Fugelsang says, bigotry is the square root of ignorance.
Yep.
And I'm asking all sixth grade teachers to teach him some vocabulary. And Ted Cruz, Harvard is calling, and they want their degree back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll say.
You know, we happen to have somebody that lives in the White House that happens to have a constitutional law degree, and he might explain to him about the restrictions on the Bill of Rights that we all know. It's just, you know, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what, don't lecture Dianne Feinstein, first of all. And
right.
She's like, there are two exceptions that, obviously, she was talking about the Heller decision. And, mm-hmm. like what, she's some idiot that doesn't understand the issues he's talking about?
She's dealt with these issues for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
She knows what she's talking
a
about.
Chick.
Senator John Cornyn yesterday at the assault weapons hearing.
It's not much satisfaction to say that criminals are going to have access to the whole range of weapons that they will have access to because they don't care about the laws that are passed. And we're going to give the American citizen a pea shooter to defend themselves with.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please. I mean, really.
A revolver is not a pea shooter, ass.
We need RPGs in every household.
Yeah, I mean, literally,
ICBMs.
Their argument is always, well, I don't have any laws of any kind because criminals aren't pinching
the
laws.
Yeah, I have speed limits because people are going to drive fast.
Right.
So why
exactly,
bother?
Exactly. This was the point she said. I have great, she said, I'm not a lawyer, but after 20 years, I've been up close and personal to the Constitution. I have great respect for it. This doesn't mean that weapons of war and the Heller decision clearly points out three exceptions, two of which are pertinent here. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Ted Cruz. Okay. 17 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Now what I hear.
This hour brought to you by TheraBreath mouthwash and toothpaste. Nothing works faster, lasts longer at knocking out bad breath than TheraBreath. TheraBreath mouthwash and toothpaste available at Target, Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores.
Uh-huh.
You know what else knocks out bad breath?
What?
America.
America! Yeah. Okay. That's the theme of CPAC, in case you missed
Absolutely.
It. That's their idea.
It's their solution to everything.
America.
What's for dinner?
America.
There's no with no A.
Merca.
Okay. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Mike in Salt Lake City. Hi, Mike.
How are you today?
Good. Good, sir. Go ahead.
I was very appalled about, I'm Latino, and I see Ted Cruz, up there, just, it makes us look bad, because this man is McCarthyism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lies, he cheats innuendos and false lies. He was trying to do that to the Feinstein, but the thing is that he was doing it to Hegel. And at the same time, he was trying to discredit him by saying, oh, you have a special interest. Now, does he have a special interest in, is he getting money from the NRA?
Yeah.
Does he have special interest there? Now, can he defame and lie and make innuendos and try to make people look bad? I cannot even look at this man and talk to my children, my grandchildren, and say this man is an honorable man. Because when you defame people and you spread lies about them, how many of us have had that happen to us?
Yep.
You've got to have integrity
mm-hmm.
to run a country, to work for a country, and to work for the people. They want to get guns legal? Let them, because the middle class is becoming the lower class, and those guns that they're letting out there, they want civility after people start shooting each other like the old West. People got civil.
Yep.
But those things, those guns are going to come back and bite them.
Yep.
And this man that is doing the things he's doing to try and hurt individuals, even the Christian people. The Bible says you can't not to backbite and bear false witness.
Yep.
The Christian young generation don't even want to get involved in a lot of Christianity nowadays because there's no integrity there.
Right.
And
right.
they know it,
yep.
and they're, you know, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing that can cleanse it is to hear some more Senator Dianne Feinstein yesterday giving Ted Cruz a little ass-whooping.
I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years.
So?
I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot. I've looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons. I've seen the bullets that implode. In Sandy Hook, youngsters were dismembered. I mean, it's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I've studied the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated, and I thank you for the lecture.
Yeah, well...
Bam!
Yeah, but... America.
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 Okay. Oh, can I have my breezy music back? Let's
sure.
read some more Craigslist ads for self-hating gays looking for other gays at CPAC.
Okay.
You know, GOP Proud is not allowed.
No,
they
they're not.
Their intern, they
no.
not
this
like
entire
gays.
Hotel is a walk-in closet.
Oh, I get
oh.
it. That's, oh, I see.
It's
oh,
like
I see what you're
how,
doing.
It is held at the Gaylord Hotel. No joke. Seriously?
Gaylord.
Seriously?
Wow.
Okay. In town for CPAC? Let's hate...
oh.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. I don't like you, and you don't like me.
Well then, okay.
We both had reservations about Obama last election, but mine were because I thought he was too moderate. I unironically started reading Capital a few days ago. That's how far to the left I am. And you probably think Paul
Capital?
Ryan is something other than a charlatan. I think you're bat crazy. You probably think the same of me. But may I suggest to you a sort of bipartisan coming together?
Oh.
Did you mean Das Kapital?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This isn't an attempt to strike a grand bargain. I've just heard that sex with someone you actively dislike be a whole new sort of crazy, passionate fun. I'll even offer an olive branch. I'll buy you a drink or two first. Just promise me that while basic human decency might lead us to not actually hating each other, we can have a good argument before we get down to business.
Wow.
Here's the pickup line. In town for CPAC, let's eat. Okay.
And I love how in there he says, I'm on the metro, green line.
You're not lying on the track, are you?
No.
All right. Bill in Albany is loving our downward spiral to vacation. Hello, Bill.
Yes, Stephanie, I was just going to say the same thing, how much I enjoy this week before a vacation and the downward spiral that it becomes. So
right.
I can't wait for the next hour.
Right.
It's just... It's the best.
Oh, Bill.
It's a mess.
Bill, really, historically, the hour right before vacation, it really, it's like a Scrabble board exploded.
It degenerates into fart jokes and Mensa meetings and
right.
all the other crazy stuff that I love listening to
right.
you guys.
Aw, so, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. You know what? We may just spend the last hour rummaging through my box willy-nilly because that's what we did in the first hour. There's stuff in there we didn't even know we had. That is a roomy, roomy box.
Whoa.
Wow. You know what? You're going to spend the whole vacation cleaning up my box. That's
yeah.
what you're going to do.
Yeah.
We have to understand barbarians
right. well, that
need
discipline.
Educated. They need to be disciplined.
I want that in my box. I need that in my box.
Uh-huh.
All right. What?
Tiffany's.
Stiffanies.
Why did you have me put that in there?
I don't know.
Tiffany's.
Wow.
Welcome to Breakfast at Stiffanies. I thought let's change the name of the show to Breakfast at Stiffanies.
Well, that's anywhere Mitt Romney is Stiffanies.
There you go. Wahoo! Okay, Loretta in St. Petersburg. You're on the Stephanie
Morning,
Miller
Americans.
Show. Hello. America.
I want to add Kristen Gillibrand to the Dianne Feinstein platform.
Yeah. She's awesome.
For the rape hearings yesterday,
yeah.
she did a masterful job of taking apart the general who said that the convening authority had the responsibility of keeping the discipline up. And she just took him apart and said, you know, not only shouldn't it be you, you're not doing a very good job. I mean, she really handled it.
Wow. Good for her. I got to meet her out here in L.A. She is awesome. You're right.
Oh,
she gets the Dianne Feinstein Awesome Award of the Day.
That's right.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I can't believe I'm actually meeting you. You know, the news is so much better with you on it.
A house it is in the middle of a street in America.
Marker. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Representative Mark Pocan took Tammy Baldwin's seat.
That's right.
The equally awesome senator from the great state of Wisconsin. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you said something about your fellow, Paul Ryan, your fellow state mate. You said his budget does not reflect Wisconsin values. And ain't that the truth? Probably why his hometown voted against him so overwhelmingly.
Well, you know, he and I share a county. We have adjoining districts. We share a county. And I'll tell you, when he goes home, he must take a very different route through that county than I do, because a very different reality.
Well, yeah, I mean, you and I love that you said the thing we keep saying that, on our show. You said, we must remember the biggest threat to our long-term economic security at this time is not the deficit. It's the economy. It's the lack of jobs. It's a future where the United States can't compete with its global peers. Unfortunately, I'm afraid this budget will only bring us closer to that scenario. And this is what Paul Krugman and others have been talking about, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's this whole myth around here that the biggest issue confronting America is the deficit. And, you know, we all know in the real world that it's getting the economy really going again, creating jobs. And, you know, the Ryan Republican budget, it's the same old recycled ideas from last year, except now it's, you know, intensified on steroids because they're trying to do everything in 10 years. And, you know, we've got the Congressional Budget Office telling us that, you know, we could lose economic policy institute saying 2 million jobs could be lost just next year alone due to their budget. You know, this is going the complete wrong direction. We should be investing in infrastructure, education, research and development, getting people back to work and making people taxpayers. And that's how you really solve the economy. And that's what we really need to be doing.
Well, and, you know, isn't it interesting? I mean, that's exactly what the president just said the other day. You know, I mean, he basically said, no, I'm not going to, you know, play on Paul Ryan's home field. You know, he said, no, my number one job is to create jobs. And he said that also, that's the number one thing that brings the deficit down, right?
Yeah, and that's what I think you're going to see in the Democratic versions of the budgets that are released, at least in the House next week. We put a lot of money and a lot of investment in to make sure we're creating jobs and infrastructure and other things, because that's what we should be focused on. It's interesting. They just last week said that half of the deficit from this year and three quarters of the deficit from next year is due to economic weakness. In other words, unemployment, underemployment. That's what's driving any real deficit issues. We're being told that by the official agencies, and yet we're off on this other search to somehow, you know, destroy Medicare and Medicaid, and then, you know, the whole budget that Paul Ryan has out there is on a bunch of false assumptions. He's taking away the benefits of the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
He's repealing it, but he keeps all the revenue. So
yeah,
it's based on this imaginary math, which Republicans have. I mean, it'd be like if we said we're going to hire people to grab the pots of gold at the end of rainbows and count that as revenue. That would be about as credible as the math
yeah.
that, you know, he's got in the budget.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it literally makes no sense, his budget. I mean, it and then I love this, the Republic, you know, this is what they do. It's just the sort of math trips. The headline I'm reading is Republicans falsely claim Democratic budget increases taxes by $1.5 trillion. As you know, the Republicans have spent years pressuring Senate Democrats to write a budget, right? So then they can, you know, criticize it and attack it for, you know, being tax hikers or whatever. So, but what they're doing is they're assuming the sequestration stays in place, which everybody thinks is dumb. I mean, so they're using a baseline. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if we're just going to have these, like, false math arguments, I don't know how we're going to get anything done. Do you?
Well, and I mean, the false math, you know, it goes even farther, Stephanie. I mean, their budget wants to reduce the rates on the top wage earners, but they don't tell you how they're going to do it.
Right.
But in the end, it'll give people who make over $1 million of a net decrease of $200,000 a year, but the average middle-class family is going to pay $2,000 more a year. So $200,000 more in tax breaks for the richest.
That sounds fair.
It makes no sense. And then when you ask them how they're going to do it, they still protect the tax exemption for companies that send jobs overseas. They still protect the tax exemption for oil companies. They still protect it for corporate jets. I mean, it's almost too hard to debate something that's this silly.
Representative, I know you're new there, but I mean, do you see any way out of this? I mean, that we literally are so far apart at this point.
Well, I mean, what's going to have to happen is what should have happened already is we actually sit down and discuss a budget. The real problem around here, I can tell you from my vast 10 weeks of experience, is, you know, from our very first 2 weeks of training, they separated Democrats and Republicans for 2 weeks for all but one dinner and one reception. God knows that if we talk to each other, you know, we might actually get something done. So part of it is just, you know, I think the Washington way is so different than the way in Wisconsin or California or anywhere else, and we just have to try to break ourselves of it. But, you know, the tough part is when you get a budget like the Republicans introduced, and a day later we mark the whole thing up without really any thought, you're not really advancing a serious plan that you can have a discussion about. We just have to sit down and do some work, and that doesn't happen here.
I was just going to say, that would be new.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
try that. All right. Representative Mark Pocannon, what a pleasure. Thanks so much. Now I've met both awesome legislators from Wisconsin. I just got to hang out with Senator Baldwin for the inauguration.
Yeah, she's awesome. 22 years ago, she and I were on a local county board of supervisors together, and we've been working together ever since. So.
Wow. Well, you're all about the awesomeness in Wisconsin. Thanks so much for taking time for us, and good luck.
So just eat more cheese.
All right.
That's right.
Oh,
yes.
You got more of that running through your veins than Paul Ryan.
And we got that covered on this show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Congressman. There you go.
Right, it is St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, so we might leave the counter and the leprechauns for their concert going.
Great. Leprechauns.
Get them drunk enough, and they won't miss it.
All right. Okay, yeah, this is what I just have to...
What?
Okay. So, a Senate... Obviously, Patty Murray, our good friend in the great state of Washington,
yes.
wrote a budget. This is the problem. So, that's what I mean. Like the congressman was just saying, there are so many false things in their budgets that just make... I don't even know. What's the point of making a budget based on stuff that's not going to happen? First of all. But anyway, Republicans are falsely claiming the Democratic budget actually calls for $500 billion in additional taxes above the sticker price. Mitch McLiplis said any senator who votes for the budget is voting for a $1.5 trillion tax hike, the largest in the history of our country.
Wow. Pulled completely from his...
Right. Well, it's not entirely arbitrary, but it's a product of their attempt to turn sequestration spending cuts into a permanently lower spending baseline, and thus a willful misreading of the Democratic budget itself. Here is McLiplis now, Senator Mitch McConnell, about the meeting with the
president. We'll see where we go from here, but it was a great meeting.
Oh, I bet.
Where I go from here is back to my terrarium.
Right. That's where he obviously goes from here, very slowly.
Very.
All right. Slowly.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Not in your case. You guys lost. Okay. Representative Xavier Becerra on the economy.
I think the economy is trying to give us some signs that it wants to launch. And the president wants to be there to make sure that the 535 elected members in Congress and the individual American people elected to be president of the United States are ready to launch with the economy.
Javier Becerra.
Javier. Did I say Xavier again?
Yes, you did. Xavier. You said that to his face,
Sorry,
too.
Chris Labatt. Senate Republicans told President Obama yesterday to tone down his political attacks. Apparently he's a little too uppity again. You know how.
Uh-huh.
And prod Democratic allies to support controversial changes in Medicare if he wants a compromise, reducing deficits and blah, blah, blah.
You want a compromise, you have to give us everything we want.
Right.
That's how it works.
Stop saying things
about
us.
They told Obama to calm the down?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
He's such a hothead.
Mm.
Wow.
Participant
and furthermore, America.
America. Yeah, Mr. President. How about that? It's our idea. Participants at the 90-minute closed-door meeting said Obama acknowledged the point without yielding ground and noted that Republicans criticize him freely. To quote an old Chicago politician, politics ain't beanbag, he said.
Yeah.
Well, there. Obama told reporters returning to the White House, we're making progress. I guess. Okay. Senator John Thune of South Dakota referred to a recent interview in which Obama said some Republicans want to eviscerate Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Yep.
Nobody here believes those programs ought to be gutted. Why don't you read Paul Ryan's budget? Okay. Senator Lamar
Alexander. It's a serious plan.
Senator Lamar Alexander said Obama must also go against the grain in his own party, as much as Lyndon Johnson did in winning civil rights legislation or Richard Nixon forging ties with China. What?
Very.
Bad
different.
Analogies,
yeah.
Right. So I see the president must go against his party by gutting Medicare, which is just like Lyndon Johnson getting civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
Passed.
No.
What?
Not remotely the same thing.
We have an old dusty jingle for that I found in your box.
Oh, great. Thanks.
And thanks for playing Really Bad Analogies.
See, you don't spend enough time in my box to even know what's going on in there, do you?
I ain't getting anywhere near
your
box.
Well, see what you found in there? You just found a little magic. Amy in Chicago. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Seth.
Hello.
Hi, Mook.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling because I was kind of thinking about those Grindr ads that you've been reading this morning. Well,
yes.
The ones you could read this
morning.
The
ones from Craigslist.
Craigslist,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Craigslist. I'm sorry. You're right.
Grindr's not for the kids.
No.
I was just wondering, maybe it's a big ploy for them to go and convert the gays that they meet there, or I don't know, maybe it's a way for them to out them, punish them.
I don't know. It's hard to, you know what, only Dr. Keith Alblo can figure all that out.
Alblo.
Right.
Is Grindr short for organ grinder? Because that doesn't sound like much fun.
No. No. Ouch.
Ow.
Chuck in Atlanta. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I'm kind of exasperated with these GOP, but also I am a little exasperated with the liberals too. You know why? Because all of this stuff stems around the fact that we allow them to identify us. In other words, they called us liberals, and now everybody was afraid to use liberals. And then that started to get just a benign statement.
No, then we took it back with the Sexy Liberal Show. So now Nina.
Yeah, you did.
So Nina.
That was great. And then they want to mark us as socialists. We can't let them do that.
All right. Well, you know what? Next year, socialist sexy comedy show. Sexy socialist comedy show?
It doesn't,
doesn't roll off.
No,
much.
No, that's a little doughy.
Right. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang coming up for Fridays with Fugelsang. Next hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. We're just in a little CPAC frenzy,
yeah.
Aren't we?
Uh-huh.
It's the big conservative political something going on in Washington this weekend. And we're trying to help. We really are. We're trying to help. No, not that. I mean, the red state of stone. That's different.
Wait, for like a million things.
No, that's for another thing in
okay.
a second. Yes.
All right.
Okay. Or not. Do you want to leave for vacation now? You could if you'd like.
Well, if you'd stack these correctly.
White House just rammed health care down everybody's throat.
Having trouble understanding your conservative friends? Try Red Statistone, the first mobile app designed especially to translate right-wing talk into English. Just record the conservative phrase.
We're moving more and more towards socialism.
Then press the translate button.
I can't handle having a black president.
Red Statistone translates everything your Republican friends say.
They're weighing businesses down with too many regulations.
I can't handle having a black president.
I'll be glad when we get our country back.
I can't handle having a black president.
Take Red Statistone home for the holidays so you can try to understand your relatives.
You know who'd make a great president? That Herman Cain.
I so much can't handle having a black president that I hide my racism by supporting a black candidate who hasn't got a prayer of winning.
If you can't understand red state gibberish, at last there's an app for that. Red Statistone.
Yay! All right,
cool.
Then.
Also, America.
And yes, and in addition, America. That's their big idea, according to Marco Rubio.
That's Marco Rubio's one idea.
Yep.
America!
America. Yeah, can we review that? This is at CPAC. We have Marco Rubio telling us that Republicans' big idea. This is their big comeback, everybody. Pay attention.
I'll tell you what the criticism on the left is going to be. They didn't offer any new ideas.
Right.
And there's the fallacy of it.
Right.
We don't need a new idea.
No.
There is an idea. The idea is called
yes.
America. And
yes.
it still works.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That solves
yes.
everything. Why
America
didn't I think
solves
of that?
Everything.
America.
All right.
Uh-huh. Ooh, doggy. Okay. All right. Speaking of big parties.
What?
What do we call it? The papal, what's it called? Invocation? Something. I don't know what it is. I need pageantry.
The invocation.
Invocation. I thought it was like a, you know, there was a royal thing. That's not an inauguration.
We're going to be in vacation next week.
Right, right. But I'm still hoping, because he is from Argentina, that they play this. That they play, you know, the disco version of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. What's going on today? What's happening? And we wanted to be on skates, like in Vanity. Yeah. What
I bet
new?
That's playing at
CBS.
In all the walk-in closets.
You're a little scattered today.
You suck today.
No, you're a little scattered today.
Oh, so bad you suck. Oh, my God. You're the suckiest of all.
Bouncing around from thing to thing.
How many times do I have to cue you for a sound effect? My arm almost flew off.
I know.
Like Heather Mills' leg.
But you threw another sound effect in there of Marco Rubio that wasn't planned.
Like Heather Mills' leg on Dancing with the Stars. My arm's going to fly across the room if I have to... Now, play it. Okay. My point is, Speaker Boehner, Jim, has turned down an invitation to join Vice President Vice President on his delegation to the papal installation. Oh, is it an installation or an invocation?
It's a little of both.
You get installed and then they invoke you.
I see. Okay. Do they need like a Schneider? It's an installation?
It's an installation.
Yeah,
that's
installation,
a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got to earthquake proof it. And,
they'll be there between like noon and 5 or something.
Okay. I got stuff to do. I got to play golf and drink.
Yeah, I'm thinking, give me a break. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. You can drink. That's what you have to do. He declined an invitation by the White House to attend a delegation led by Joe Biden to attend the installation of Pope Francis.
I'm going to be lying in the pool of my own sick. Orange sick.
I'll be drinking green beer.
Green beer and orange.
Yeah, green and orange.
Ooh,
if you mix that together, it makes black.
But then you have the Irish flag.
Boehner cited debating the federal budget.
Right.
And a visit by the Prime Minister of Ireland.
Mm.
See? To drink green beer.
Exactly.
As reasons why he can't go.
No, getting a visit from the ambassador of Ireland is just a euphemism for drinking green beer.
Yeah.
It's like a visit from your Aunt Flo.
Exactly.
Don't you wish you'd just say that sometime? I can't go because I got
to... I got to meet with the Irish ambassador.
Just a euphemism for drinking.
I want to make that my ringtone.
Yeah. You're on your own with that.
All right.
I showed you emoji.
I know. Jackie thanks you.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll get an earful from her in about 5 minutes.
Yep. All right, we've been talking about this all morning. This is a huge. GOP's Rob Portman announces support for same-sex marriage after his son came out.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll take him however we get him, because a lot of people are like, oh, until it's personal, people don't.
And this became personal for him, and so,
right?
Yeah.
He said, I have come to believe if two people are prepared to make a lifetime commitment to love and care for each other in good times and bad, the government shouldn't deny them the opportunity to get married. That isn't how I've always felt, he said. As a congressman, more recently as a senator, I opposed marriage for same-sex couples. Then something happened that led me to think through my position in a much deeper way. His 21-year-old son, Will. Great. He's a junior at Yale. His son said that his sexuality was not a choice. It's who he is, and he'd been that way since he could remember. It allowed me to think of this from a new perspective, and that's of a dad who loves his son and wants him to have
the same
opportunities that his brother and sister would have to have a relationship like Jane and I have had for over 26 years.
And then he's saying, your son will come out tomorrow.
No, he did not that, Jim. No, he did not.
No, I'm happy for him.
Portman was considered a potential vice presidential candidate to Mittens, and he said he told Romney that his son was gay.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Oh, boy. I freaked him out.
For Pete's sake. For president, we can't have gays.
I'm running for president, for Pete's sake. Gays are not the right height.
No. He said, I told Mitt everything, blah, 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 blah. Portman said he believes the issue of same-sex marriage is more generational than it is partisan.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. He said Dick Cheney, whose daughter is a lesbian, told him to do the right thing, follow your heart. Portman said he also considered his Christian faith that led him to decide it. That in a way this strengthens the institution of marriage. He said the overriding message of love and compassion that I take from the Bible and certainly from the Golden Rule is the fact that I believe we're all created by our Maker. Not like bacon. Created by our Maker, and it has all influenced me in terms of my change on this issue.
Hmm.
And his son tweeted, especially proud of my dad today.
Wow. I wonder if, Florin or Snorg
or Flegel,
came out with
Marco,
Romney would embrace that.
Marco Rubio just said to, at CPAC, just because I believe states should have the right to define marriage in a traditional way doesn't make me a bigot. Yeah, kind of does.
Kind of does.
That's, yeah.
Kind of does a little bit.
States' rights was cover for racism for a long time.
Yep.
I have to read a Totes Adorbs letter, but we don't have time.
Yeah.
But speaking of this very same subject, it's amazing what you find on the interwebs. It's a note that a dad wrote to his son, but it's very touching.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very special episode of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you going to cry?
Uh-huh. After the top of the hour.
Oh. Can we get Mayim Bialik as Blossom?
Yes. Maybe there'll be a surprise appearance by Blossom. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. John Beagle saying next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to the last hour before vacation. Nothing will make sense at all. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. In fact, Dan in Madison says, Steph, we all know you guys aren't ready for vacation until we cover the dusty old subject of lawn darts and 70s songs about people dying. That's true. Like, I shot the sheriff and, you know.
I shot the sheriff.
Yep. Boom. I did not shoot the dead. And my personal favorite, as you know, Seasons in the Sun, which I totally forgot about.
Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die.
Right, you're right.
That's a great song, yeah.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10.
That's enough of that.
You got to hear Black Box Recorder's version of that song.
What?
It's a great, sexy British
song. What's that song? What's that sound? It's sexy. Oh. Good morning, sexy liberal John Fieglesang.
Good morning. Sorry it was another slow news week, kids.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right? Totally. What's your favorite 70s song about someone dying?
About Billy Don't Be a Hero?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Very good. Very good.
How's that?
Seasons of the Sun was about who, Jim? Billy Joe McAllister? I think so.
No.
Jumping off the Tallahatchie Bridge? No,
that's
a different
that's
song
That's from
entirely.
The 60s.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Was it about the Harper Valley PTA?
No.
Oh.
All right, stop.
No.
John Fieglesang, we were talking about one of the big breaking news stories. Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, has announced his support for marriage equality after his son came out.
Isn't that great? Can his son come out to his dad as working class now? Would that help
right?
change his heart?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Wait, could I have my touching music,
Can his
please?
Son come out as caring about climate change? Will that help a little bit?
It's funny because it's true.
Well, you know what? We'll take the little victories where we can.
Yeah.
You know what? Can we salute everybody who knew back in the 90s that DOMA was wrong? How about that, huh?
Yeah.
I know pothead. Who knew it was wrong back in the 90s and didn't need a gay son to realize it.
Yep. Actually, I need some heart. I need, like, love music, actually. This is a love note.
Oh, please.
This is a Totes Adorbs. It's just a kind of it's a Portman-adjacent story, John. This is a note that a dad left for his son.
Yeah.
I think Rob Portman's just trying to really let us know he's not going to try and get the GOP nomination for president.
Yeah. Yes. There you go.
Yes. He writes, Nate, I overheard your phone conversation with Mike last night about your plans to come out to me. The only thing I need you to plan is to bring home orange juice and bread after class. We are out like you now. I've known you were gay since you were 6, and I loved you since you were born, Dad. P.S. Your mom and I think you and Mike would make a cute couple.
Aww. That's adorable.
It is. By the way, your son had a birthday. He's 1, I heard.
He's 1 year old. Yeah, yeah. And we're hoping he comes out as gay. We're really hoping.
I know. You said
that before
he was born. You said that we don't care if he's a boy or girl as long as it's gay.
As long as he's gay. Yeah, I'm trying to make sure his first words are bitch, please. I'm really trying.
That's funny. Okay. Terry in Pennsylvania, you're on with John. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
This is I'm a dirt farmer here in Pennsylvania, okay? And I love that Walking on Sunshine that you run on your show all the time. But
Thanks.
This is some of us other farmers, we're in a farmers group, and it seems to us that the media and the talk show people should start putting out there about this Paul Ryan and his budget. What even qualifies this guy to work on a budget?
We
cannot
clearly
get
nothing
done.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. John, how can you make what's the point of doing a budget, I was saying, that is based on things that are not going to happen? It's a fictional document.
It's a completely fictional document. And, you know, the Progressive Congressional Caucus put out a budget as well. It's very sensible. They're both political documents. Neither one is ever going to get passed. As you know, Steph, I called the Paul Ryan budget the Boo Radley budget because it never is going to leave the House.
Right.
But at least in the case, they're both putting out for posterity, but Paul Ryan's budget is complete crap. It calls for the repeal of Obamacare, which every GOP senator voted for, by the way, after a Republican Supreme Court upheld it. Mm-hmm. But he also factors in that same $716 billion in Medicare provider cuts that Paul Ryan ran against and demonized, and Romney ran those lying ads against Obama last year. So Paul Ryan's doing an actual airborne two flip-flop hypocrisies in the same budget.
Yep, absolutely. I know one thing America needs.
What?
More America.
America.
No,
America.
Guess what we're getting? We're getting a new conservative television channel. Because
great.
You can't find it anywhere on the radio or Fox News. The station is called One America News Network. See, they put America right in there.
That rolls America. Off the tongue.
Yes.
One America. One America. We all agree with this.
Why do I think that One America is going to really hate a lot of Americans?
Yeah.
It's
no one hates Americans like an American who brags about how American he is.
Right. It's slated to announce its launch at CPAC this weekend.
Oh,
very, very exciting.
Great.
The new network is a production of Herring Broadcasting, San Diego.
Herring? As in pickled?
Herring! Or red.
They changed it from Ludafisk.
Oh, yeah.
The San Diego-based company behind Wealth TV.
Well.
A channel dedicated to appealing to and documenting lifestyles of
any questions?
Any questions?
Okay.
Yes.
Who pays for CPAC, by the way? I haven't heard that covered.
Would you like to know what's on Wealth TV currently?
Sure.
Well, I'll be your programming guide. It now broadcasts such shows as Mediterranean Mega Yachts and Boys Toys about muscle cars and high-end tech gadgets.
Sounds like something else you'd find at CPAC.
Something on Grindr.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the Grindr apps going off at CPAC this weekend?
Yeah, we've covered it already.
The Craigslist ads.
Yes.
Oh, they're very funny.
Another, Party Mamas, is described
self-loathing seeks self-loathing.
Right.
Sorry, Seth.
Party Mamas is described as a, quote, jam-packed, nerve-filled, triple latte-paced ride through the lives of outrageous and energetic mothers who pull out all the stops to throw the best party ever for their little darlings.
Mm. Oh, my God.
This is some precious entire channel. Mm.
It's just material.
And I guess all the commercials are for flipping houses.
The Herring family has waded into political controversy before. In 2005, Robert Herring, Charles' father, and the company CEO...
Is he pickled? He will be on St. Patrick's Day.
He offered the husband of Terry Schiavo $1 million if he would transfer the guardian rights of his brain-damaged wife over to his parents. That guy.
How many commercials for Fred Thompson and reverse mortgages you think
exactly.
in the average break? Between that and the Cather ads.
Can I get a little applause?
For One America News Network, the tagline will be Your Nation, Your News, and the target audience will be, according to Herring, a little more educated, looking for substance with their news.
Uh-huh.
He said he hopes that even the opinion shows will offer a more somber tone than the ones now found on cable. Can I just say, this is going to suck!
Every night at 8 p.m., it's Standing Your Ground with George Zimmerman.
Yeah. How bad do you think this is going to suck? I think pretty bad. He said, we're looking for more substantive debate. Why does somebody believe what they believe? No yelling, no shouting, no asking one question, trying to define a subject, but really trying to get down to the core of why people believe what they believe.
Right.
Snore!
Wow.
Z-Z-Z-Z-Z.
So it's Fox News for people with double-digit IQs.
Right.
That's Fox News, Jim.
Yes. But Fox News audience, but richer, apparently.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Earl in West Virginia.
Thou shalt covet thy neighbor's goods.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hello, Earl. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
It's so great. So anyway, I am a relocated D.C. native. And I just wanted to talk about the budget, and I think we have to talk about this every day. Revenue, 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 revenue.
Yes.
Go back to 1960. Look at the top tax rates. In the late 50s and 60s, corporations paid 20 to 30% of the tax base, depending on whose numbers you like. It's down to about 5. You see people like Apple paying 2.2% taxes. You see GE not only paying zero but getting a rebate. And Facebook, of all horrible things, paying no taxes and getting a rebate. Come on, people. It's about revenue, 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 revenue.
We don't have a deficit problem. We have a deficit symptom and a revenue problem.
He's like a record skipping there for a minute.
The economy got better when Bill Clinton raised taxes.
Yeah, it's weird. Funny
and then got immediately worse when W took over.
Exactly.
We got ourselves surplus. Means you're paying too much tax. I'm going to fix that.
Yep, he did. He sure JD in San Diego, welcome. Hi, JD.
Hi, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk a little bit about Rob Portman, if you want to go back to that for a minute.
Yes, please.
I'm astounded that it took Rob Portman 2 years to finally realize the Marcus Bachman method to pray the gay away. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Doesn't work.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, he probably came to that conclusion by spending time with Marcus Bachman. Sorry, Katie, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. But by the way, I just want to say hi from newly blue San Diego.
Yay.
Blue. Thank you very much.
Home of the Wealth Network.
Exactly. That's home of Wealth TV. Bing! And Mitt Romney's La Jolla. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So lots to get to. We have a Fugelsangian Friday for the rest of the hour.
Hooray!
16 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's not radio. It's Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah!
No,
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it Fridays with sexy liberal John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau. 1-800-STEP-1-2. Holla. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Holla.
The phone number. Yes, Pesach is coming up, isn't it?
What is?
Pesach.
Oh,
Passover.
Anything like Purim?
Right. No. Scott in Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The same thing, Chris.
Hello, Scott in Chicago.
Hello, Steph.
Hi.
Hello, Moop.
Hello.
Love
Hello.
The show.
Thank you.
Hey, I agree with the last caller that we need to talk about revenue, but what I'd like to hear is more simple terms. You talk about a tax loophole. All of my adult life, everybody around the water cooler, you know, crowd talks about, oh, geez, you know, ExxonMobil pays zero taxes. You got tax loopholes here. Joe Sixpack understands tax loopholes and the unfairness. The GOP has done a great job at equating revenue to taxes and somehow charging billion-dollar corporations taxes equates to Joe Sixpack, who only wants to watch ESPN every night when he goes home. Somehow that equates to his $30,000 a year salary being taxed more,
right,
which is nonsense. So, you know, but you talk tax loopholes. Why does ExxonMobil pay no tax? Why does Bank of America, you know, specific loopholes rather than this general concept of more revenue?
Go
Six Pack will get it.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we were talking about, you know, it's not just Fox News. It's cable news in general, like, picks up a meme. John, and you've seen this. Cable news obsessively covering the White House tours virtually ignores cuts to programs for the poor.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
that's that liberal media.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think it was Think Progress that did this. The media has also latched on to preserve the White House tours while largely ignoring other much more devastating sequester cuts. There are 12,000 news stories concerning White House tours and less than 1,000 about the sequester's impact on housing assistance programs. I mean, it's what I always, the thing that irritates me more, John, are the Meet the Presses of the world, or even the Chiron. It's like, are both sides equally to blame for the sequester?
Oh, don't get me started.
Shouldn't say of the world. It's only here that we have shoddy journalism like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's there's shoddy journalism all over the world, but you're right. I mean, that's the problem with Meet the Press. And this is what I always tell people when they say, you know, the media is liberal. Media is not liberal. They're as liberal as the corporations that own it. The media right. is profit-driven. The media is corporate. And they are more concerned about being called liberal than whether they are liberal or not, which is why they have to have this false equivalency. Now that we've heard from the man who's against kicking puppies, let's have some balance.
Right.
You can't be exactly. fair and balanced. It's right. not possible. You can only be fair and biased, which is what the best ones are.
And you can't be sponsored by GE and have a fair discussion about Fukushima.
Yeah, maybe. There you go. Yeah. No. Jim in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jim.
Hi there. Hey, you don't suppose that Ted Cruz was in the least bit fazed by Dianne Feinstein's comeback, do you? I mean, really? Really?
No, probably not, because he's at that level of douchebaggery that it wouldn't occur to him.
But see, that's the thing. The people that most need to listen to this, to hear your show, for example, mm-hmm. are the very people that would never tune into it.
Oh, that's not necessarily true. We have right-wing nimrods that call in all the time.
Hi, Art in Chicago.
Hi. Hi, Billy in Texas.
Rob Flair Mary. Okay. John and Amherst.
Okay. All right. Let's bathe in the awesomeness again of Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot. I've looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons. I've seen the bullets that implode. In Sandy Hook, youngsters were dismembered. I mean, it's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I've studied the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated, and I thank you for the lecture.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love her.
Yes, but I at least have 205 communists in Harvard Law School.
And
you know who she's talking about. She's talking about Harvey Milk and Mayor Moscone.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
Incredible.
Yeah. She went on to talk about specific...
Incidentally, events. This does not prohibit... You use the word prohibit. It exempts 2,271 weapons. Isn't that enough for the people in the United States?
Mr. Chairman?
Do they need a bazooka? Do they need... other high-powered weapons that military people use to kill in close combat? I don't think so.
Yep. She,
but freedom. Well, we need those
America.
Weapons to kill. We
America.
Have to kill cops and soldiers someday.
Right. Exactly.
That's the argument.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this brings us to a dumb crook stack. Because this guy did not have a gun.
All right.
Gawker brings us incredibly unsuccessful bank robber. Probably needs a hug today.
Oh.
Because we're helpers here. The New York Post says last Friday this guy, Mr. Arch Criminal, walked into Manhattan Chase Bank and handed the teller a note saying, I have a bomb. Give me some money now.
I have a gub.
It's not, you know, the best bank robbery note, a bomb. LOL. Okay, who has a bomb, really? Outside of movies and terrorist operatives and fighters and wars, people just do not have bombs. It's just a poor threat. Even a finger pointed in a jacket pocket as a fake gun would be more believable. Also, some money? Specifics, please?
I have an ICBM.
The teller said to the robber, I do not read notes, and then gave him a withdrawal slip. This lady, can we get her a letterman, please? Mr. Archcriminal responded by writing, I have a bomb, on the withdrawal slip and handing it back to her. And what did the teller do when he handed back his threat again? She instructed the perp to swipe his bank card at the counter. Her name is Melinda Lewis, everyone. Chase Bank should elevate her to CEO immediately. They continue, since our beleaguered friend Mr. Archcriminal did not have a bank card or a bomb, he became so frustrated by all this paperwork and runaround involved in trying to run a bank, he simply gave up and left with nothing but some lollipops.
Oh.
He then went on to rob three other places that same day in the same mopey fashion for a total take of $300. That won't come close to covering his bail or even a decent set of bomb-making supplies. Aw, give him a hug if you know him. Somebody in New York has to know him, John. Come on. Give him a little hug today.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Buddy in Columbus, you're on with John. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mama Lou. John. Hey,
hello.
John. Your Dr. Seuss got me so inspired, I wrote a little song in your honor.
Uh-oh.
It goes, yes. Who can do the Dr. Seuss and drop it real good
and drop it real good. Oh, the fugle sang man can, the fugle sang man can, because he mixes it with love and he's got mad skills.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
That's precious. Gong. Oh, is that a gong?
That's one thing, Doctor, I don't have in your box.
Dr. Seuss isn't writing you any more prescriptions, sir. Actually, I did that when our very first Sexy Liberal show. I don't know if you remember this, Steph. When we did it in New York, I opened it with a song called The Lieberman Can.
Yes.
About a former senator who we're glad is a former senator.
Yes, exactly. Loved that. Linda in Atlanta real quick. Hey, Linda.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Oh, anyway. Hi, Linda. What are you wearing, Linda?
I have a solution for the Ryan problem. He tried that during the election, and what he had was he totally got shut down by Joe, and I want them to now release the Biden to shut
up. It's like almost like the Kraken.
Yeah.
But a little worse. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Back with more Fridays with Bugle Sang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Story of my life. My cuteness interferes with people hearing my message.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
What?
Yeah. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Fridays with Sexy Liberal John Fugle saying, hello, John.
Good morning, children.
We have Audra made a new thing for Sexy Liberal Chicago, by the way, that you're going to enjoy very much. Sexy Liberal Chicago, April 13th, everybody.
I can't wait.
Tickets going very, very quickly. Al Sparks, John Fugle saying, and I.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, right.
A lot of new material, a lot of new stuff to make fun of.
Right. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with John. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
I wanted to give you my theory about gun owners and why it's going to be very hard to get a control of the problem, which is that I think most gun owners kind of see themselves as a sort of George Zimmerman kind of person, that they're drawn in by that idea that they can be a hero by the gun gives them a chance of jumping in sort of at the last minute and saving and protecting a few people around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're really not going to empathize very much with the kids at Sandy Hook, because they look at it from the perspective that, first of all, it's not their kids, so they have nothing to do with those people. And they see that more as an opportunity where they could have been somebody really special and stood out. And if they had been there and had their gun and shot this guy, then they would have been more than they are.
Chris, I don't know if you heard the caller earlier. We had a, caller earlier that said, are you saying that you think that you don't think guns save more lives than take them? I'm like, no, I don't. And statistics prove that pretty clearly. You know, that yes, our guns sometimes use, but not, I mean, statistically.
Well, today you're going to see Wayne LaPierre at CPAC telling all those people how, our allies that have far less murders are less safe than us. I mean, the logic is out the window with these guys, because it's all about their entertainment. It's not about their Second Amendment. It's not about their freedom, not about their protection. It's about their toys of choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment, and that's all.
Yep, absolutely. Let's go to
And their entertainment matters more than your kid's life. Not you, Steph. You're a childless loser.
Thank you. I'm a childless loser, and I appreciate you pointing that out. Wendy in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, John and Mooks.
Good morning.
I just wanted to jump on the bandwagon for the revenue push. John Boehner, after the fiscal cliff, said, you've gotten all your revenues, that's all you're getting. But it seems to me, if I remember right, that at the end of that bill, right before they got ready to pass it, didn't they tack on like four or five amendments that gave more loopholes to like NASCAR and a bunch of other upper rich people?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. I mean,
So it's like, what revenues did we get? They offset it by giving more, by giving more money away.
You know, the government will bring in a few billion, but let's be honest here. With that deal, with Boehner talking about how the president got the tax increases he wanted, that's a lie on several levels. Number one, the Bush tax cuts were supposed to expire in 2010, so it's Bush's tax increase.
Yep,
designed
to, right.
Exactly, Steph. Number two, under President Obama, I hate to tell you, but over 80% of the Bush tax cuts were made permanent. So where's the revenue, Lebowski? And number three, all Obama's talking about is closing loopholes, which is exactly what Governor Romney talked about in a more vague way on the campaign trail last year.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Wendy. Pam in Arkansas, you're on with John. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Moot. Hi, John.
Hello.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I've been listening to the conversation about Dianne Feinstein and Ted Cruz, and I have to say Feinstein is awesome.
Yeah, isn't she something?
But my question is this. There are many things we are not allowed to have. Nunchucks, brass knuckles, switchblades, throwing stars, sawed-off shotguns. A sawed-off shotgun, at best I remember, is a gun.
Yeah.
Why are we not allowed to have those? They want to raise hell about the assault weapon ban?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes a good guy.
Weapons we're not allowed to have.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with weaponized anthrax is a good guy
with weaponized anthrax. Exactly. So why can't we just have everything?
Exactly.
All right. Oh, yes, we found it. Here it is, because you know who else is going to Chicago, John Fugelsang?
Who that?
Chris LaBoy. Me and the wife are fired up and ready to go. You betcha we are.
Getting fired up, the Midwest sexy liberal.
I got the VIP meet and grow tickets.
With John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Stephanie.
This is just too cool.
There's John and Pam.
Oh my God, I love John and Pam.
I know. I look to my left. I look to my right.
Is that Ro Flair, Mary?
Oh my gosh.
It's Rocky Mountain Mike.
There's Marion Ann Arbor.
There's Kenny Pitt. I just hit the sexy liberal jackpot.
Ah, that Steph, she's a cutie.
Yeah, she's totes adorable.
She does have a nice booty. Check it out for yourself,
thanks.
Sexy liberals.
Thanks.
Saturday, April 13th in Chicago.
Woo!
It's gonna be a good time, don't you know?
Thank you, Audra and Tracy. All right. Hey, speaking of big events, John Fugelsang, it's the Pope installation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hadn't heard about that in the news too much.
No, they haven't covered that. That's why I'm letting you know.
That's very exciting. Lots to talk about. Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Mike says Pope Francis taking over after Benedict shows us the only way to stop a bad guy with a funny hat's a good guy with a funny hat. See what he did there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a big week. We've been covering it heavily on Viewpoint and having a lot of cool clergy people on to talk about it. I mean, there's a lot to like about the guy, and there's a lot to not like about the guy. But I do applaud the Vatican. They finally found a way to have the new pope be from Latin America but still be a full-blooded Italian anyway.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. He's from Buenos Aires.
Yes.
Not easy to do.
But he's Italian all the way.
And he has one lung. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. And he's 76 years old, which is 2 years younger than Joey Ratz was when he became pope. And I think it's really interesting. It seems like they don't mind his age because there's not a lot of money for the Vatican to suck out of Latin America. They're still getting most of it from North America. So by doing this, you'll have a guy who'll be pope for probably less than 10 years, but you will cement your standing in Latin America for two generations.
Yep, there you go.
It's all about the business.
Yep.
Michael in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, hi, guys. I was watching C-SPAN the other day and watching the Judiciary Committee on banning assault weapons, and I listened to a little dialogue from Lindsey Graham, and I think this goes to the core of what the GOP is about when they talk about guns. He was talking to the mayor of Philadelphia, and he was stating stats for gun violence and murders, and Lindsey Graham kept repeating that there's only 2.5% of all gun murders are related to guns other than shotguns or handguns. And now my question is for Lindsey Graham and the GOP, what does the word only mean? Does that mean that those 250 deaths by those weapons out of the 10,000 murders by weapons are insignificant? Is he going to, you know, what does that mean exactly? Only 2.5%. So those 250 people that die every year from assault weapons or assault-type weapons are insignificant in his mind. And that's something that that's what I think comes to the core of their argument is they pull out all these stats.
Dianne Feinstein, part of why it was so powerful what she was saying is because, you know, she's talking about real people and real bullet holes.
Right.
She has had her finger in a real human being who is dying. And you know, and that's what I think people are trying to do is humanize. I mean, when you hear these parents talk from Newtown, like, how can you not understand that that's what, you know, you've got to, I think they keep trying to take the human face off this issue.
Of course they do. You're exactly right, Steph.
He was speaking to a mayor of Philadelphia who has seen his police officers ripped apart by these assault weapons. You know, so I know it may be a small percentage of them, you know, but it still is a significant. Will Lindsey Graham write a letter to all the families and the people who have family members who have died from assault weapons and say, you know what, 2.5% is not a significant number for me to do anything about assault weapons?
Yeah, it's not insignificant when it's your son or mother or father, right? I mean, it's
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Kathy in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with John. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I'm Stephanie Miller.
Okay.
And born. Oh, my God. Yes.
Hermagerd.
I had a comment about Paul Ryan and his budget, and I definitely believe that revenues is the way to go. I'm a small business person. And, yes, when my business went downhill, the first thing I thought of doing was go out and try to find more business, more revenue. Yes, I cut a few things, but I wanted more revenue. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. All right. Thank you. Oh, that hurt. It was short and sweet. Thank you.
I guess
right.
So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Her idea was America. Okay. And it was a good one.
Yeah.
That's Marco Rubio's idea.
Exactly.
There you go. Speaking of bad ideas, I'm just looking on the Chiron on the TV.
John Castoli? Yes.
I don't. So the TSA says, yes, knives on planes.
Yes. Yes, knives, but your lip gloss is still a threat.
Think it's a bad idea?
Yes. He's saying screw you and your concerns.
Right. Screw your concern about being shivved by a drunk on a plane. He literally said that. That's the TSA's. That's not really our problem, you know.
It kind of is.
Right.
That's what they're kind of there for.
Yeah. I don't get it, John. Do you?
I don't get it at all. I mean, I really don't. And when you upset the pilots that much, and again, it's like you could bring 2-inch knives on the plane, but your Evian water is still a threat to every living soul aboard the aircraft?
Yeah,
Come on.
What is the thing with the water? I don't get it. I know.
You know what it is? You know my theory about it. It's all a plot by Dasani. Because as soon as they announced no liquids on the plane, Dasani became like the only freaking water you could buy in an airport. And Dasani is a plot. Dasani is Italian. It means Coke just sold you tap water. And that's how the whole thing works.
There you go. Thank you, John. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of Fridays with Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour. On vacation next week. Sexy liberal Hal Sparks filling in live in studio with it for us, along with Jackie Scheffner. We'll be all here in Captain America's underpants. Sexy liberal John Fugelsang in the New York Mural, and you can see him every night on Viewpoint on the Current Television Network.
Indeed,
in which he is spectacular.
Yeah,
it's been going really well.
You've done a really great job with that show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a whole new, it's like a whole new ball game. We're making the first half all electeds and Congress people and theologians and academics and Rolling Stone writers, and you know, we had Bill Bradley on, and then the second half we're having all comedians and doing sketches and Meet the Press reenactment theater and commentaries, and it's been a lot of fun.
I love the Meet the Press. Love that. All right. By the way, you were talking about Wayne LaPierre. I love after Sandy Hook, NRA told gun makers LaPierre would handle it. I mean, I swear to God, talk about not getting that there are real people involved. Somebody was saying that literally the funerals were still going on in Newtown. Parents were still burying their children. And that's all they're worrying about, the politics of it. And, don't worry, Wayne will handle this, meaning like even the way they talk about it is just, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting because anytime anyone tries to use this tragedy to try and prevent the next one, they'll say you're trying to exploit the last one.
Right. What did they call it? Somebody called it the Connecticut effect. Like it's, you know.
Yeah, but it's too bad that it wasn't enough. You know, it's too bad that the Democrats in the Senate didn't have the stones for it. Harry Reid is going to let the assault weapons ban die because he doesn't want to he doesn't want to lose to Sharon Angle next time. And it's really, really disgusting to see how many Democrats are letting us down. Some are really out there doing the fight. Feinstein was a rock star yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's really sad. What's the tipping point going to be? What's it going to take for people to wise up, look at crime rates in other countries that have sensible gun control? And I think, honestly, I had this talk with Michael Michael Moore when I went to his festival, and he wrote an op-ed about it this week. But it would take releasing photos of the victims for people to realize how horrible this is. Because Americans watch too much TV. We have a shock level of about 5 weeks, and then we move on.
But we know what the real source of all evil is, Chris.
Facebook.
Actually, I think I've changed my mind. I think it's Twitter.
Twitter? Oh, yeah. Okay. Why? What'd you do now?
I didn't do anything. Oh. Did you see this guy? Photo of man caught watching porn at work goes viral on Twitter.
Yeah.
A guy tweeted, the guy watching porn across the road is back. Doesn't realize our whole office can see him. Within hours, it had been retweeted over 2,500 times. This guy has big windows in his office.
Yeah, big windows and a big computer monitor, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, another man ruined by porn.
And in a related story, a student who badmouthed teacher on Twitter learns an invaluable lesson. Teachers use Twitter, too.
Oops.
A high school student thought he was so smart when he took to his Twitter account to slam his teacher for allegedly pulling an old switcheroo on test day. I hate you, Mr. Torrance, subtweeted the student. You said the test was on Wednesday, so give it to us on Wednesday, not Tuesday. Hashtag, you need a calendar. Hashtag, screw you.
Oh, my God.
And the teacher saw it, I'm sure.
For one thing, according to another student in the same class, the test was scheduled for Tuesday. The kid didn't pay attention when it was announced. For another, Mr. Torrance has a Twitter account. After the short-sighted student had his little tantrum, the tweet was retweeted by one of his classmates who made sure to include the teacher's Twitter handle. So the following day, Mr. Torrance decided to have some fun and made sure the tweet was nice and visible for the whole duration of the class. He hung it on the chalkboard.
Oh, that's funny. It looks like he projected it onto the chalkboard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry. He knows the fancy technology. I was thinking of my old...
No, they don't have Spirit Masters anymore with the blue ink that you smell.
Right.
They don't have that anymore,
Steph. In other porn news...
What?
What's better than panda porn, John? Nothing?
Nothing really, no.
No?
Although it's creepy with the kids. I don't support panda porn with underage pandas.
In the last-ditch effort to convince a pair of pandas to take advantage of breeding season, scientists at the base for giant panda breeding turned to good old-fashioned panda porn. Can I have some porn music, please?
Sure.
It worked like a charm. Five-year-old, a female, nearing the end of her estrous cycle, was refusing to copulate with her mate. Colin. Her name is Colin.
Her name is Colin?
I guess so.
There's your first problem.
Yeah. Initially clueless and unenthusiastic.
Maybe because her name is Colin.
Right. Finally came around once she was shown an instructional video featuring other pandas, you know.
Doing it.
After studying the video with great interest, Colin came on to the male panda, and they proceeded to, you know, to... there was no stopping her after the film, according to the researchers.
Panda Pervs 3, is that what they showed them?
Pardon?
Panda Pervs 3?
Right. They point out porn is illegal in China, but apparently exceptions can be made for national treasures. So there.
Wow.
We did a thing about porn searches yesterday around the world.
We did.
And the number, you know what? They're self-hating because the number one porn search is Japanese. They don't want...
In China.
In China. They don't want
the
Chinese
porn. The
number one
porn search term is Japanese.
Right.
Well, you know...
Because you watch it an hour later, you're hungry for more Chinese porn. You know how that is. It's probably not satisfying.
Studies show that when men watch porn, their testosterone surges, and when women watch porn, their testosterone surges.
Really?
So that could explain the panda.
Really? Thank you, John. Thank you for that panda porn fun fact.
You know, John, we found this out yesterday in Iran. One of the top 10 search terms for porn is hotel businessman.
Right. Well, mostly gay.
Yeah.
They're all like, the 8 of the top 10 searches are
for gay porn.
Right. Well, and you remember, he said there's no gays there.
I'd be worried about that, but there's no gays in Iran, so there's no need to worry.
Exactly.
It's just research, because they're like, we don't have those here. I wonder what that looks like.
But Kelly Carlin was here yesterday, and we were both like, that's a pretty specific fetish.
Right.
Hotel businessman.
Right. Jim was in the bathroom when he left with his roller case. I'm like, are you playing hotel businessman in the bathroom?
Well, I'm only having sex with this other man to remind myself how much I don't like it.
Exactly. You know, I've been Team Jen for how long, Chris?
Ever.
Right?
Yeah.
I never let things go. She's reportedly put all her wedding guests on standby, asked them to act quickly once they get to know the whereabouts of the extremely private celebration. I'm just saying, I better, because I've never let that go. Jim has always been team. I don't give a flying.
I've moved over to that team too.
All right.
I'm well beyond that.
John, where did you? Yeah. You know, Team Angelina, Team Jen. Which side are you?
I've always been on Team Angelina.
Really?
There was never a second when I wasn't.
See.
All right.
Yeah. See, that's why I kept quiet.
Judging by their films, I've always been on Team Angelina.
Angelina has put out better films.
Yes. What criteria do you want?
Speaking of Iran, an Iranian-run state news agency has published a report alleging that Argo is a war propaganda film and Ben Affleck is a covert operator.
Aren't they also suing just Hollywood?
Yeah, Iran announced they're suing Hollywood.
I thought
we're
that
like,
film
oh,
was overrated before.
Let's get the lawyer for Hollywood on the phone.
Yeah, they're suing the nebulous Hollywood.
Who do you call when you sue Hollywood? Iran's press TV ran a story that raised the possibility that Argo is a covert operation disguised as a movie.
Oh, my God. They're going to love Zero Dark Thirty.
And finally, John, you got to go see this for me. It sounds awesome. Bill and Hillary Clinton were spotted at Holland Taylor's new one-woman show where she plays Ann Richards.
Oh. Yeah, I was invited to go tonight, actually.
Oh, got to go. Gabrielle Giffords and her husband were there, and Meryl Streep. It sounds awesome.
They used to have liberals in Texas. It's true. I can remember.
Yeah, her and Molly Ivins are some of the best liberals ever.
I got to hang out with her one night. It was amazing. She was amazing.
Ann Richards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
I met her once.
That's why it was good to see Dianne Feinstein take out that good old-fashioned kick-ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Democratic lawmaker kick-ass. Jim in Milwaukee, you're on with John. Go ahead, Jim.
Stephanie, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I'm a Department of Interior employee, and today's a good day. I still have a job. Anyhow, you need to call CPAC by the proper name, and the proper name for CPAC is the Biggest Loser. You know, because they're featuring Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he lost. Rick Santorum, I believe he walked out on the Romney campaign. And we have Paul Ryan. Last time I looked, I don't think he's vice president. He might think he is.
Yes.
And you know what? Alan West lost. And then Sarah Palin. And
Yes, it's a loser parade. It is indeed. John Feeblesang, we love you.
CPAC is actually crypto-fascist provincial angry Caucasians, sir. That's
awesome.
What it stands
awesome.
Love
awesome.
You, Steph. Have a great vacation.
Love you too, honey. We will see you when we get back on the Stephanie Miller Show.